Oh, we are back. The Gunsmith Show, first of the new year, 2026, here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to talk about what's hot in the new year a little bit. But as always, this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing of Mid-Michigan.
That's right. And the owner, Tim McKnight, loves his business, loves what he does. Tri-County Roofing's been around since 1971, and they are here to stay, doing excellent roofs all over Michigan. In the entire state of Michigan, is their business area. They do work everywhere. So if you've got a flat or low-pitch roof anywhere on a commercial building, that's their specialty. But they do also do residential work, so don't be ashamed to give them a call and say, hey, I need your help. You know, I got a 4,000-square-foot ranch. I need a whole new roof on it. Like, he'll be glad to come out and take care of you. You can call them at 810-732-7740, and that's Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com. That's their website. You can always link to them right from our site, the GSS, and goes right to them. So very simple. But he's been a good friend and an excellent businessman for a lot of years. So and a doggone good Christian, too. So good people to work with. So if you find these businesses that have been around that long, you know, when he started in the 60s and 70s, and we've even got one little older than that coming up later, deal with them. They're here to stay. Now, so remember, a gun in the hand is worth more than the entire police force on the phone. That's a good little saying I picked up the other day. I was like, you know, that makes a lot of sense. A gun in the hand is worth more than the whole police force on the phone. So protect yourself. Be ready. And, you know, it's a good way to start the new year. You're looking at you mentioned it last segment, Dan, New Year's Eve or New Year's resolutions. Be ready physically, be ready mentally, prepare. And, I mean, you prepare for meals, you prepare to go to the movies, you prepare to go on dates, whatever it is, prepare for self-defense as well. So have yourself in as good a shape as possible. And that might include getting something new this year. So Jake and I, we're going to talk about some new guns on the market for 2026. So the
new stuff that's coming out.
Yeah. Now, I had to laugh.
It's come out in the past month or two, and now it's really starting to seem on the market. And,
yeah, because they bring these things out, and like that, we always talk about that Springfield Armory Kuna. That gun, they've talked about it all year long. I've yet to see one in a store because they get special ordered and they're gone as soon as they come in because people order.
Yeah. The Hellion. The Springfield Bullpup, remember that one?
Yeah.
It's still on they advertised it, it hit the mark, kind of the same thing,
that's,
and now you're seeing
rifle
it in stores. And the cool thing is, it's ambidextrous, so you can change the bullpup from left to right hand, so I can actually shoot it.
Yeah, because bullpups, everything happens right next to your head.
Which is kind of worrying. I've got a 12-gauge like that, and it terrifies me pulling the trigger next to my head like that. But
well, it happens. But you know, here's something kind of funny. Hot and new for 2026, and when I did some Google searches, there was more 1911 models released last year. And now they've basically taken 1911s and making a lot of double stacks out of them.
Yeah.
So they're calling them 2011s.
2K11s.
Yeah. And actually 2311s is what they're being called. And so there's a lot of cool stuff out there. But literally, for 115 years, John Moses Browning's 1911 has been kicking butt and taking names and been the American GI symbol of freedom. The 45 ACP.
As much as the AR is America's rifle, the 1911 is America's handgun.
It is, and it's very prevalent in today's market, and it's so, just in so many ways, so whether it's single stacks, semi-customs, double stacks, whatever it is, and we're talking about the magazine when we talk about single stack and double stack. A single stack is a straight magazine that holds your shells directly on top of each other. A double stack is they go side by side, and they feed up through
the gun holds twice as many, if not more.
Yeah, a lot of times you can get 15, 16 rounds out of those big magazines. And that's how those magazines work. Now, all 1911s are pretty great. They all are very, very, very similar, built almost around the exact same dimensions. So parts are similar, too. So it's kind of like having a race car with ambidextrous parts. You can switch them and move them around. It's very handy. They're easy to accessorize. And you can, whether you buy a $300 1911 or a $3,000 1911, you can accessorize them like mad. You know, the $3,000 one probably already has everything done to it that you want done.
It's like a truck.
But the sky is the limit with these things, though. And it's like an off-road truck, you know.
You can buy a plane You can go down to the dealership, get yourself a plain Silverado.
Yep.
Or you can go out and buy yourself that Dodge TRX thing.
Yeah, fastest
Guess what?
Production truck
they
ever
They still
made.
Both have 5 foot beds, and yeah. they both still have four tires.
Yeah, that's right. So now, and when I say the sky's the limit, you can go high end right off the bat. You can go pick out a new Wilson Combat or a Nighthawk Custom or even a Les Bear, and you're going to spend, let's say, over $3,000, between $3,000 and $6,000. Or you can get into the,
yeah.
what's the real nice
Cabot?
One? Cabots. You know, they go up to $20,000.
Cabot had the one they made the whole gun out of a meteorite.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
That's
crazy.
You know.
Some really cool stuff, though. And then you got mid-range guns.
In the end, though, they all still have triggers. You pull the trigger, it shoots a caliber.
But you do find the finesse of some of these guns.
There
I
is.
Mean, just to go from a Colt, a bare-bones Colt, to like a Dan Wesson, you know, Bruin.
And for years, Colt was considered the standard.
Yeah, everything was compared to
compared
a Colt.
To Colt. Now you go to the Dan Wessons.
Yeah, Dan Wessons
whole other animal.
Are just phenomenal. You know, when you get a 10-millimeter long slide Dan Wesson for about $2,500, and that is a piece of art. You know, they are beautiful. But they make
and at the same time, you can do the same thing. You can get a long slide 10 millimeter
from Ivor
and a
Gersan
or yeah, Ivor Johnson for $550.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
I think Gersan, last I saw Gersan was $650, and I was like, that's a nice gun for $650.
It's a $2,000 difference.
Yeah.
In what is legitimately the same looking thing.
Yeah, it's just so refined. You
there,
know,
there's, and that's
it's so well refined. The those
and that's really true in a lot of the rifles.
But like. Like,
and handguns.
There's a question I've had a couple of people ask me this over the years. What kind of a sidearm did Chris Kyle use? And I said,
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I looked it up. You know what he always carried? He had a TRP operator.
Springfield.
Springfield TRP operator. And that's second on the list for mid-range guns. Springfield Armory. I've had some awesome Springfield Armory 1911s, and I've had some I didn't like a whole lot, you know?
Well, Springfield's also got their basic ones.
Yeah.
And they've got their fancy ones.
But their garrison lines and stuff.
The TRP operators is what SWAT teams use.
Yep, they're the top-of-the-line ones.
Designed to be good. Now, the Ronins, the, what's the...
They're more lighter for everyday carry, but they're not as durable. They're good, but they're...
A little simpler.
Yeah. Now, Kimber... Does the same thing.
Kimber
has got a tremendous line of 1911s. It's like going to the Henry catalog and looking. It's like, oh my gosh, when do these lever actions stop? Well, that's how many Kimber makes. And then you got Colt, which is now owned by CZ.
Yep.
And things are starting to come back. So, but it's a long time to talk about 1911s, but there's a lot. And then you got your budget-friendly ones. Rock Island Armory. Smith & Wesson is considered a budget-friendly 1911 now. Ruger. Gersan, T-Sauce, these are all good guns.
Yeah,
but they are
even Taurus makes 1911s.
Yeah, Taurus 1911.
PT 1911.
Right.
I mean,
yep. They've been around for a long time. They've been making them a long time. These,
you know, and you look at what Taurus does too. You look at Taurus revolvers. You got Taurus model 85s, or you've got the Smith and Wessons. There's a $400 or $500 difference.
Yeah,
you know how much.
Yeah,
with the and then you go to a Colt that's even more for a 38 special.
So don't think if you're settling for a 1911 that you're settling for one because they're still going strong for over 115 years and counting now, because it's 2026. I mean, we're looking at a new year here. So now the next big thing on the list for this year is the Glock Series V or V Series. Which is basically your Gen 6.
It's I
don't know why they call it V when it's the 6, but anyways. Maybe it's for victory.
Is that German for six?
Very good. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. But it's
I haven't seen one yet.
No, I haven't had my hands on one yet, but I love the Glocks I have. They say it's better in recoil, better triggers, and it's safer. So, and it's not supposed to be adaptable for a switch, a Glock switch, to make
True.
It fully automatic. So, all around... It's a
so that's new for the year.
It's a more friendly Glock. So now Ruger Harrier just came out. And Ruger comes out with stuff. There's like five new mentions out here from Ruger. Ruger's new Harrier AR platform looks great. Looks like
a slight
upgrade.
It's a budget friendly AR.
Yeah, I think it's like they're expected to be under $1,200, I believe.
Oh, I saw like under $1,000. Yeah.
Oh, and I was MSRP no higher than $1,200 or something. But that might be with all the bells and whistles.
But they're. I mean,
it's
another
nice
AR.
AR. Yep. Everything looks good about it.
I don't know if I've ever seen a company come out with an AR and a shot and a over and under shotgun in the same month before.
That's in the same week.
In the same week, yeah. Who rolled the dice on this one? We're gonna come out with a classic shotgun.
Yeah.
And then oh my gosh, let's bring out another AR-15.
Think about the width of Ruger now.
Well,
so, and we're going to get into that because we have so many things on this new list from them. Now, suppressors of all shapes and sizes are huge right now, especially with the dropping of the
tax
regulations,
stamp tax
stamp. Suppressors, basically, you just got a $205 reprieve of taxes.
You still have to fill out the paperwork.
Yep, still got to fill your paperwork out. You got to jump through some hoops, but just like buying a gun, it's not like you can walk into the shopping cart, throw them in the cart and leave, but you kind of can.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Another big one on the market this year, and it's they just made a big push with a new model, is the Ross Martins, the RM1C. It's a compact, compensated 9mm handgun, just like a Glock.
They're made in Texas, right?
Yep. Made in Texas. And
it's an American made concealable handgun.
And the compensated version, I watched a video of it last night shooting it, and it looks wonderful. It's a big compensate cut. It's a lot like the aftermarket barrel I got on my Glock Model 19.
Sure.
It's got a big compensated hole in the top to stop the muzzle lift, and it looks like it works. So that'll be good. Koenig is coming on strong, too. The new METESF. These are all very, very similar to Glocks, a lot of these guns I'm talking about. But the Koenig is coming on strong. Even in the competition market, they're doing really good. So watch that line. Anything in 22 ARC and anything in 6mm ARC is hot right now. They are both excellent rounds. The cartridge in that is designed for the longer bullets. So you got the VLDs. And as you go through, there's so many. The Shield X, tactical shotguns are hot. The Ruger Gen 2 American rifles are stunning. They are beautiful. And now they've come along with the Marlin Trapper in 10mm. That's exciting. So lots of cool stuff going on. And basically, we got more to talk about in the next segment. So we'll just save some for then because we got lots to talk about.
There's a lot of things coming in 2026.
It's going to be a good year. I'm feeling it.
We're here right now. Beautiful.
It's exciting.
We'll talk about more of it when we come back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.